1988.
Another week, another blizzard. Well, this one's going to go down in history, isn't it? Just a dandy of a winter. Just really makes you smile. Oh, my gosh. Yes, indeed, folks. Welcome to another edition of What's On Your Mind, and the weather is on many minds today, understandably. Blizzard warning now for eastern North Dakota from the National Weather Service in Grand Forks. And there is weather events pretty much throughout the entire state. National Weather Service at Bismarck has issued a special weather statement. And this winter is special, isn't it, Todd? Don't you feel special?
Oh, it's special, all right.
Yes, special is a good word. Thank you, National Weather Service, because this is special weather. And the accumulating snow along and west of the Missouri this afternoon through really tonight, basically you can blame Alberta, because we've got another quick-moving Alberta clipper that is sweeping across western and central North Dakota. Main impact this afternoon, light snow to develop across the west and this afternoon, spreading into portions of central North Dakota by tonight, and snow will taper off about midnight. We're talking 1 to 3 inches along and west of the Missouri through tonight. Winds remaining under 10 miles an hour, so blowing snow will not be a threat. That's in the west and the central part of it. But basically, if you have travel plans Thursday afternoon into Thursday night along and west of the Missouri, allow extra time in getting to your destination. Now, different story in the east. The blizzard warning issued until, is it noon? I have that in front of me here. Blizzard warning in effect until noon today, yep. And that's from the National Weather Service Grand Forks. The winter weather advisory no longer in effect there, obviously. Light snow diminishing from west this morning. Additional accumulations under an inch. But here's the deal. Winds. Eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota, north at 30 to 40 miles an hour with higher gusts along with visibilities under a quarter mile. Snow accumulations, less than an additional snow accumulation, less than an inch of additional snow accumulation for the Southern Valley and west central Minnesota. But you're going to have ground blizzard conditions until noon today, and that's really for the northern Red River Valley or north of Grand Forks. Blizzard conditions expected in the southern Red River Valley or south of Grand Forks. So just
in other words,
careful.
If we're in the mid-Atlantic or the south, we'd be closing schools for a couple of days with this stuff. But
closing schools? No, this would be a national emergency. I mean, what about?
I just like how a couple of days before the weather system got to Atlanta, they decided to close school for yesterday and today. And I'm not saying I wasn't warranted or whatever. It's just, wow, I don't remember a day where we ever closed schools a couple of days in advance. That's huge.
Travel alerts for you if you are in Grand Forks, Drayton, Pembina and the surrounding areas, Minot and the surrounding areas, Jamestown, Valley City, Fargo, and Wahpeton and the surrounding areas. The Department of Transportation, along with the North Dakota Highway Patrol, they've opened I-94 from Jamestown to Valley City. That did close, but a travel alert remains in effect for the area that I just mentioned. And what does that mean? Slow down. Drive to conditions. Reduce your speeds. And travel alerts mean, hey, you can still travel, but you're going to encounter areas of challenging winter weather on the roadway. So allow extra time to reach the destination you're going. Be alert to the conditions changing rapidly, causing delays. And, again, there's always the potential that goes to no travel advised if conditions deteriorate. So stay tuned. We'll keep you posted on all of that. Quick note of thanks to all of you that stopped by during the K-Fire Agri International trade show at the Bismarck Civic Center yesterday and on Tuesday. What a good time. Wasn't it fun chatting with all those fun What's On Your Mind listeners, Todd? I had a blast.
Absolutely. It doesn't hurt to have a nice icebreaker like free pie, though. But the, it
yeah,
doesn't hurt.
We had so much fun with free pie. We're already thinking about the tractor trek coming up in June, needing some sort of element with pie. Maybe a pie-eating contest for Todd and I. We haven't quite decided. Anyway, stay tuned. If you love the free pie, so did we, and we've got to do some more there. And I've already circled my calendar for June and the tractor trek, so... Anyway, look forward to that, but great to see so many good folks. It was a great time. Okay, a couple things on the program today. One, today is Talk Radio Town Hall Day. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here, and we welcome your calls right now at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. It is Giving Hearts Day today, and our entire second hour will be devoted to that topic. We encourage you to check out impactgiveback.org. That's the website. There are 200 charities there that already are tallying $1,256,502 at this very moment since midnight that the donations have poured in. It goes till midnight tonight, and it's a great way to give back and double your impact, because today your donations are doubled when you make a donation at impactgiveback.org. And so we encourage you to check out impactgiveback.org and pick your favorite charity and make today the day you do it. By the way, I want to give a special shout-out to the Ann Carlson Center. The Ann Carlson Center is on my top 10 list of, and it's hard to pick, you know, it's like picking your favorite friend or family member. It's kind of tough to do, but the Ann Carlson Center is one I'd really encourage you to find out more about today. They do good work statewide. They're based in Jamestown, but really all over, offices in Bismarck and Fargo and many places. But the things they do for special need kids just touch your heart. They've got a great video, actually, with some of their clients, some of their patients, some of the their family, really, members, that you can check out if you go to impactgiveback.org and find the Ann Carlson Center. A dear friend of mine, Logan Little, who was a member of our staff for many years, lost his dad on Friday. Neil Little died in a car accident in Grand Forks, and I will not be here in the 10 o'clock hour today because I'll be attending the funeral of Neil Little. The prayer service was last night, and Logan has worked most of the year for the Ann Carlson Center today to help get ready for this day. And obviously losing his dad on Friday in a car accident changes your perspective a little bit, but I'm hoping that there's a little extra wind at the back of the Ann Carlson Center today for that very reason, because Logan obviously unable to be part of the events today, even though it's very near and dear to his heart. So please check that out, impactgiveback.org, the Ann Carlson Center. Let's give him a little extra push today, one of the 200 charities that will benefit today, and the bucks are pouring in. So check it out at impactgiveback.org. Okay, time to get going. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here and ready to take your calls on our talk radio town hall. A little weather event out east, I understand, but you're back home on North Dakota soil?
I'm back home, and I've got at least three of my staffers from North Dakota working in Washington. It's very lonely when you're a North Dakotan working in Washington when there's snow, because everyone else uses it as an excuse to stay home.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Doesn't South Dakotans are pretty good, too.
Doesn't scare us off in any way, shape, or form, does it?
Well, part of it is we've been trained on how to drive in it. There are a lot of people that it's better for everybody if they stay in if it snows in Washington, D.C.
No kidding. Let's get going. Call waiting that came in before the program. Here it is.
Hello, Congressman Cramer. First of all, I want to thank you for taking your time to faithfully come on the radio every week and take our questions. Something that the rest of our North Dakota delegation could learn a great lesson from. But I'm calling you today to find out, as your perspective as an insider, you work there, you're in Washington, you're in the House, you rub shoulders with the power brokers and whatnot. What exactly is it that makes everyone so afraid of the administration and makes them so unwilling to hold the executive branch accountable? There's no one pointing to the rule book. There's no one calling the referee. There is no referee who's saying, wait a minute, this is wrong. This violates our rules. The executive branch does not have the authority to do what they're doing. Where is our representative? Where is the people's referee? Again, I'd use that term to say, no, executive branch, you don't have this authority. We are not afraid of you. And we will stop you. That's what I'm looking for, that answer. Thank you, sir. Enjoy your day. Bye.
All right, Congressman Cramer, your answer for the
call. It is a great question, and it's one that we get a lot. A lot of our members get all over the place, wherever they live, because there is a sense of frustration about, you know, what's several call the lawlessness of this administration, and at this point it's hard to defend it. I mean, my gosh, the President of the United States has unilaterally changed the Obamacare law 28 times, but he refuses to negotiate with Congress on some of the very things he's doing unilaterally, which would be a lot better if he could work with Congress. But that's just a part of it. Here's what I would say. First of all, the referee is the House of Representatives. And I know a lot of people think it should be more dramatic or more drastic and we should do more things, partly because, as he said in his question, you know, they're not insiders. Last year, 2013, the U.S. House of Representatives held over 1,300 oversight hearings. And what a lot of people maybe don't know is Benghazi, for example, was largely revealed by House oversight hearings. The NSA leak issue was was revealed through House oversight hearings. A lot of people think it was, you know, Edward Snowden that blew the whistle on that NSA spying. It was not. He was the famous one that came later, but a month prior to that, it was in a House oversight hearing that James Clapper, the National Security Advisor to the President, said under oath, we do not spy, we do not collect metadata. And that led to exactly what we're learning today. Fast and Furious is another one. IRS targeting. There have been hundreds of hearings on all of these issues and EPA oversight, and I've participated in several of them where the president has unilaterally, or the EPA has overreached its authority with the Clean Air Act and other rules. So we've done a lot and continue to do a lot on it. C-SPAN covers it a lot. You know, at least one news network will cover a lot of it.
Well, that thought, if you would, Congressman Kramer, back with more after the break. Talk Radio Town Hall Day.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
If it's time for a hurricane force truck wash, but you hate wasting the time, then the North Dakota Truck Wash is for you. The North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley wants you to know there's no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or p.m. If those times work for you, you'll enjoy no wait times and a free engine wash at North Dakota's best truck wash, the Bakken's best, Hurricane Force, the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley. Again, no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or 6 and 10 p.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefall on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, ussnd.com. Donate today at ussnd.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
Got a bucket list? Head to the Max Hardware Bucket Sale. Grab a Max bucket, then fill it with everything that fits for 15% savings. Fill your bucket with tools, hardware, nuts, bolts, screws, chain, rope, and more. If it fits, you save 15%. The Bucket Sale. Now at Max Hardware. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max. Offer excludes Carhartt, DeWalt Power Tools, and Max gift cards.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing, and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
The Talk Radio Town Hall. Another $100,000 has been added to the tally of Giving Heart Day just in the time we've talked here. The one segment, 1,300,000. That's 1,337,631 and counting. Giving Heart Day right now. ImpactGiveBack.org. The website again. Your donations doubled until midnight tonight. Back with Congressman Kevin Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall, and you were finishing your answer to the caller's question about accountability.
The point is about oversight, and the House of Representatives has held, like I said, just last year alone, over 1,300 oversight hearings on many of the things that are frustrating a lot of people in with regard to the president's abuse of his power. That will continue in zeal this year, and I would just encourage people to go to GOP.gov. GOP.gov is the website, the official website of the House Republican Conference. If you do go to that website and say /Benghazi, for example, and maybe, Scott, we could link this on your site or something, you will find thousands of pages of transcripts and information and evidence and testimony on just on Benghazi alone, linking you to a lot of things. The same with the, you know, IRS and whatever else you want to look up. But GOP.gov is the website to go to, and you will find way more than you ever thought was happening. It's just that nobody's reporting it.
And again, the website, which we will link on our Facebook page, is what?
GOP.gov.
And /Benghazi?
If you do /Benghazi, and I would encourage that. Well, in fact, that's a great place to start, because then you can get a good picture of just how much oversight's going on.
How about on the IRS? Same thing?
Backslash IRS? I don't know if it's directly a /IRS or what it might be, but you'll find it on that website if you poke around.
Do you feel that, I mean, I hear from the caller sentiment is you're not doing enough. That's what he's saying. I mean, all these things are happening and you guys aren't holding them accountable.
Right.
Do you push back against that?
I do push back. First of all, I understand it. I understand the frustration. The problem is that what happens is then they'll take it to the next level and say, you know, why is he still doing it? Well, he's still doing it because the law doesn't matter to him, and he's in charge of the law, you know, and so the House carries out its responsibility, which is oversight, and that's really where it ends. Unless you have the Senate as well, we can't even, let me put it this way. Last year, for example, with regard to a lot of the things we're talking about, the House passed 150 bills that Harry Reid never took out of his desk, 150. That would deal with a lot of these issues. And so if the Senate won't cooperate, and by the way, you could probably count on one hand the Senate oversight hearings that were held last year on the president and his administration.
So would you argue that we wouldn't even know what we know about Benghazi or the IRS but for the House?
I don't think there's any question about that. The IRS targeting scandal was revealed and has basically been driven by the House of Representatives through oversight on Ways and Means as well as the House Oversight Committee. Benghazi... Well, same thing.
I would tell you that I don't think people realize that. They're frustrated, but you know, because you just, I mean, the sense that you hear from that caller and others is that there's just not enough being done. But,
right. And unless you sit and watch C-SPAN and all of the C-SPAN channels all day long, and who does that, you wouldn't know because, interestingly, NBC, CBS, and ABC aren't picking it up.
Yeah, interesting. Okay, back to more calls. Bob in Grafton for Congressman Kevin Cramer, and then Dell on the road near Elgin is next. Go ahead, Bob. You're first up.
Thank you, Congressman, for taking my call. Thanks, Bob. Having the radio talk, the weekly talk here. Listen, my sentiments are as the last caller's, only I'm way, way past fired up on this. We have enough oversight. We have enough information. We have enough knowledge of the things that this administration lawlessly is doing. Latest and greatest is Eric Holder forcing the states to acknowledge other states' homosexual marriage. I mean, taking away the state's rights. Listen, the power is in the House. Do you folks not listen to Mark Levin at all? I demand, as my representative, voted for you, sir.
Sure.
And I demand, as my representative to represent me in Washington, I demand, sir, that you people in the House do something. Enough talking. Do something. There is no action. You can gather all the information you want. It doesn't do any good if you people don't act on it.
But let me ask you, and stop right there, Bob. What would be the next act? Tell me what the next act is. That's what I need to know, because you're right on point. We've got the evidence. Eric Holder's been held in contempt of Congress, by the way. He's guilty of it. It's been upheld by a court. What would be the next act?
The next act, sir, would be to initiate state convention. I mean, listen to Mark Levin. He has
With all due respect to Mark Levin, here's what he says to us. No, I know you guys are right, but you know, I got to entertain people. That's what he says to us when we talk to him about this. So I want to get serious for a minute now. state conventions. That's the job of the states. They can initiate constitutional conventions if they want to change the Constitution, for example. It's not so what would be an act that Congress could take against the president?
Anything. You guys aren't doing anything. Nothing.
How about 41 votes? How about 41 votes to repeal Obamacare, all of which were killed by the Democrats in the Senate?
The power of the purse is in the House of Representatives.
Let me ask you this. Let's stop right there, because I think this is a very constructive conversation. I want to stop right there, because I'm looking for ideas. So when we passed a bill to defund Obamacare, why didn't it become law? Because that's what we did. We passed it. The House of Representatives passed it. If we have the unilateral control of the purse, why did they still get funded? That's
I don't know, because you guys allowed it to happen. Why?
No, stop right there.
Why don't we move to impeach and remove? The House needs to move to impeach, and the Senate needs to move to remove. Now, if the Senate won't do it, I mean, you guys have the power in the House. The Constitution absolutely makes it clear. It's like, you know, Mark Levin may be an entertainer, but he is the most knowledgeable person I have ever heard in my life as far as the Constitution and what our rights are as citizens of this country.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you guys can talk and beat around the bush all day long.
I'm just telling you, Mark Levin says we have the power of the purse. The Constitution says that all appropriations begin in the House. That's true. So when we passed a law that says Obamacare is defunded, why isn't it defunded? See, so we did exactly what Mark Levin is saying. My point is, Congress is two bodies. See, therein lies the problem. You've got to have enough votes on the other side. So
shut it down. And shut the government down. If you guys can't get anything done because the Senate won't hear your bills, which obviously Harry Reid is like the most diabolic senator I've ever witnessed in my entire life. Then you guys can do something. If you're just telling me that you can't do anything, well, then what good are you guys?
Well, here's the other part of the Constitution. But remember, we have this other wonderful thing called elections. Elections. And the same exact election that elected a Republican majority in the House elected a Democrat majority in the Senate and elected Barack Obama president. And so while I'm with you on all of this stuff, and I voted that way, by the way, 88% of the time I voted against issues last year, against the position of Barack Obama, there is this Constitution that also has a separation of powers, and while we're one piece.
Hold that thought, Kev. We'll continue on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com opened the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. but this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is the Talk Radio Town Hall. Congressman Kevin Cramer taking your calls Thursday this week. Normally a Wednesday 10 o'clock hour event, but weather disrupted our schedule a little bit this week for action in Congress. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. A lot of news to cover, including votes this week in Congress that we want to get to today on the program. The debt ceiling vote, military pensions, the Amtrak disruptions, the Obamacare employer mandate delay, the OSHA requirements for farmers, propane shortages. Congressman Cramer has a plate full, and we'll talk about all that. More of your calls, questions, and comments coming up. Here's one that came in during the break.
Yeah, there's a caller that asked who the referee is. The referee is the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is the referee, the one who decides what's constitutional and what's not. The Supreme Court isn't willing to step up the bat here. Neither is any of the circuit judges or anything, anybody below them. That's all I have to say. Bye.
Congressman?
Okay, great point. Now, with regard to the courts, and this is a great part of the confusion and the problem, and when Bob's concerned, when I said, you know, we're one half of one third of the government, the one third of the government is the court. Now, let's not forget, there's two things at play here. One is Congress is very limited in terms of how it can bring an issue to the court. We are not parties to things unless we ourselves are half standing. So unless Congress or Congressional Committee itself, like, for example, Eric Holder being in contempt of Congress, that's when we have standing and we can bring a judicial or action to the judiciary. I am a sponsor, co-sponsor of a bill called the STOP Act that gives Congress more standing so that we can do exactly that, and that is use the third arm of government to hold the administration at bay or hold them responsible. That's currently not law. We're trying to get that. The other thing to remember is, remember recently, this current Congress, the United States Senate, changed the rules for appointments to the judiciary so that it no longer took 60 votes, but rather a simple majority, ended the filibuster for appointments to the court. That whole move was designed specifically to put a whole bunch of left-wing liberals on the Court of Appeals in D.C., the D.C. Circuit. Because, of course, the Washington, D.C. Circuit Court is where most lawsuits against the federal government end up being heard and filed and heard. And so Barack Obama was able to put a whole bunch of left-wingers on that court. Remember, even throughout the Christmas holiday, throughout all night long, they were going on simple majority votes, straight party line, to put liberals on that court specifically for this purpose. So the caller is exactly right, and that is a big part of our problem. And again, the House of Representatives, with all due respect, has nothing to do with court appointments.
We're going to go rapid fire if we can here, caller. So if you can get to your points quickly, got a full bank of calls. Sharon in Logan County, Brad in Minot, Kevin Fargo, John Fargo, Fred Wing. Okay, that order. Here we go. Brad, let's see, Sharon's next. Sharon in Logan County, you're next for Congressman Kevin Cramer.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Sharon.
Thank you for taking my call. The question that I have for you today, excuse me. It was something that was brought to my attention and to my husband's attention. We had a visitor at our home in the past few months, and this person was at one time employed, or I should say deployed in the military, spent time overseas. In our conversation, he said to us that it was a little known fact that actually in the event of in a situation where we have, as the President of the United States now acting as lawlessly as he is, and also appointing people to back him in these positions, that it's not known, but it could be done that the military could be then called into action to step in and forcibly remove this individual or individuals from this office. Can this be done? And if it can be, why is this not being talked about?
Well, I don't know if it can, Sharon. I'd have to do some research into that. I mean, and while our frustration with the president is immense, I mean, to go to that extreme would require, first of all, impeachment proceedings at the very least, which, of course, would never happen in the United States Senate. It would also be a tremendous distraction. And let's remember that he was just elected a year ago. It's not like he has been there, you know, for 10 years on a single election. I think that would be obviously quite dramatic. Now, what I would worry about as much as anything is on the other side of things. When does a president become so lawless that he starts using the military, to present his side of things? I don't see us doing that. We are still a free society. We are still a free country that enjoys our liberty and has much more transparency than other places. And that transparency is really the backstop to even further corruption. But I share your frustration, but I think that would be a bit of an extreme.
Thanks, Sharon. Let's go to Brad in Minot, listening on KCJB there. Brad, you're next for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Anyway, my question is there enough evidence? And if there is enough evidence, why aren't official proceedings started to impeach this lawless president? My goodness, I have never seen anything like this in my life. I don't think anything has happened like this in my life. Let's get rid of the guy. You know, let's least put it on the lap of the Senate and let them make the decision, and then let the voters decide in November, which they will. Overwhelmingly, they will decide and agree with you.
Well, I'd like to think they would, but a year ago they didn't.
Unfortunately, you know, we live in a country, unfortunately,
yes,
everybody has a right to vote.
Yeah,
but as I always say, there's only one fair thing in life. Everybody will die. Everybody's going to have to meet their maker and explain their stupid actions.
Yeah.
So, you know, you may have a right to vote, but let's do it wisely.
Yeah. No, I appreciate what you're saying, and I know.
I love you guys.
Well, impeachment is another one of those very dramatic things that if you're not going to succeed at it, has a lot of ramifications, not the least of which is that you're not dealing with any of the other issues of the day, which we have massive issues, especially with regard to our Health Care Act and a very unhealthy economy in our country that needs fixing, and a tax policy that we just have big issues that we have to deal with. And if we get distracted with an impeachment proceeding that has no chance of succeeding in the Senate, I think that would be I don't think it'd be worth it.
All right, we're going to go rapid fire through these calls, folks, so get to your point or question quickly, if you would, please. Full bank of calls waiting. John in Fargo, listening on AM 1100 The Flag. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
Congressman, I'm a Democrat.
Hi, John.
North Dakota, so I'm lonesome. But I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
I personally just don't understand. I'm not a big supporter of Obama, but I'm a Democrat,
sure,
and I voted for him. So I'll,
sure,
I'll have to live with that, I guess.
Sure.
But why don't you, as the North Dakota congressman, who I've heard repeatedly speak of the lawlessness and the law-breaking at the hands of Barack Obama, why do not you today start the process and put your name on, as Bob Barr did back for Bill Clinton, start the process. You can do it. You're an elected congressman. You have the right. You can get it done. Why don't you? Why don't you? I don't understand why if Barack Obama is as bad as you or most any of these other Republicans say, why don't you do it? I just don't get it.
Well, a couple of things on that regard. First of all, in terms of his quote lawlessness, and that is a word that a lot of people like to use, and it's being used a lot more in the last few days because of the 28th time now that he's unilaterally changed the Affordable Care Act. Much of what he does, he does in a clever way, such as not enforcing laws that are the law of the land, and that's a problem because that's not an action on his part, that's inaction on his part, and that's a harder thing, for example, to prosecute or execute. In an impeachment proceeding. My fundamental reason for all of this is we have big, big, big issues, and to chase an impeachment proceeding, even if it's justified, is in my view, unwise and unproductive, and it would allow a lot of other things to happen that we need to get a handle on and deal with in this country, not the least of which is energy policy. Fortunately, we did get a farm bill done, but you know, we have next year's budget and appropriations, we have defense, we have veterans that we have to, you know, to think about and take care of, you know, $17 trillion debt and increasing. So there are a lot of reasons not to spend all of our time and energy on an impeachment proceeding that has no possible chance of succeeding.
Appreciate the call. Let's go to Fred and Wing, listening on 550 K-Fire. Fred, what's on your mind for Congressman Kramer?
I think you've explained yourself really well here today, and I'm calling upon the North Dakota people. Okay, now we had our chance, and we put in a senator that's a Democrat. Heidi Heitkamp. Maybe we should get her impeached. We could organize here tonight in North Dakota a lot easier than they can organize nationally. And then just talk to that Democrat there. Now, why doesn't she start proceedings in the Senate? She's not going to do it. She's a Democrat. That is our problem. The Democrats are sticking behind this man. They're holding on to their power. They're emboldened by the power that being able to stifle the Republican Congress. The Democrats that elected Heidi Heitkamp in North Dakota and two other states is why there is a balance of power in their favor, and they're not going to get rid of it, and they're exploiting it, and they can't be checked because we didn't put somebody on the other side in there, or we haven't got Senator Heitkamp is not going to go and start the proceedings in the Senate. I'll let somebody else get on here.
You know, Fred raises a very important point about politics, and I think, Scott, part of the frustration that we hear on your show and others, and I do several, is that people do expect more of Republicans than they do of Democrats. And I kind of like that. I mean, I've always liked that fact that we have a higher standard. So the problem with that is, of course, then you also have a greater frustration when things aren't going well. But politics, campaigns, elections have a consequence. Remember, Chief Justice Roberts, one of the rationales he used for approving Obamacare was that it's not the Supreme Court's job to correct bad campaigns or bad political decisions by the electorate. Well, the reality is it sort of is when it's unconstitutional, but you know, they backed him. So you know, elections do have consequences.
All right, let's go to Kevin. Let's see who's next here. Mark in Bismarck, listening on 550 KFAR, had a question on the debt ceiling. Mark, about 30 seconds for your question, please.
Congressman, I don't understand why we even have a debt ceiling anymore.
Yeah.
If we just raise it, raised it again, we're going to raise it this fall. Why do we even have a debt ceiling? Just eliminate it. We won't have these fights. We won't have this bickering. We can actually get something done. There's no reason to have a debt ceiling.
Yeah. Boy, Mark raises a point that does come up quite a bit. Now, I think it's important not to simply eliminate the debt ceiling and allow the, you know, to continue, because while this last go around this week where the clean debt ceiling increase or suspension was passed in both House and Senate against my vote, I might add, and against John Hovind's vote, we both voted no. I think it's important for every now and then or whenever we hit that ceiling for us to have a national discussion, because, for example, in the last 20 years.
Congressman Kramer, hold the thought. More coming up. Last segment next on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council invites soybean farmers to the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 18th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Join us for a hot breakfast buffet at 8 a.m., followed by an exciting lineup of guest speakers. Presentations start at 9:45 a.m. with our keynote speaker, Peter Zion, who will provide strategic intelligence on global business, economic, and geopolitical affairs. Noted television host of U.S. Farm Report, John Phipps, will make the case that we are ready and capable of prospering in whatever future comes and that there will be many opportunities to consider. Senior agriculture meteorologist Drew Lerner will assess the status of the drought in the United States and detail the 2014 weather outlook for North America. Be sure to join us on February 18th for the Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Substitute as I come back to fill in for Scott for the rest of the show here on What's on Your Mind. Substitute by the Who. That, if that was on purpose, that was clever. And if not, then you should be picking lottery numbers. Looks like in the Red River Valley, blizzard warning yet for a while as you go toward the James River Valley, a winter weather advisory. And then just plain blech winter. Welcome to North Dakota. This is the stuff that happens. Travel alert for northeastern North Dakota. Hang in there. Congressman Kevin Cramer, your thoughts as we're talking about the debt ceiling before the break.
Yeah, I was just saying I like having to have the discussion every time we hit the debt ceiling. So there have been 15 permanent debt ceiling increases. When I say permanent, you know, with a date certain, of course, but a full debt ceiling increase in the last 20 years. All but three of them have included negotiations with presidents on other issues, including most usually, of course, including spending. Graham Rudman was in the context of a debt ceiling increase. George Bush dealt with Congress on it, Barack Obama himself. So we've gotten many good things out of debt ceiling increase negotiations that we would lose if it was just a, you know, if we just removed the debt ceiling and suspended it forever.
It's kind of unrealistic to say, well, we can't get rid of the debt ceiling at the same time. Is there an end strategy at which point we can finally say, okay, enough is enough?
You know, it's a great question, and the debt ceiling is a complex issue because you're actually raising the borrowing power to pay for things that have already been purchased, if you will, and so it's a very difficult thing to even wrap your mind around in many cases. But the reality is that as long as you have that blank credit card, you never get to the fiscal discipline I think that's necessary, Todd. So it's really, a lot of people and a lot of conservative people advocate for eliminating the debt ceiling altogether and just dealing with the issues apart from the debt ceiling. And we could do that. I just don't know that. I just like the leverage every now and then of being able to go to a president and say, look, if you want more borrowing power, we have to deal with spending or we have to deal with the economic matters.
Steve from Bismarck listening to KFIRE 550. Steve, what's on your mind for Kevin Cramer?
Hi, Steve.
Well, I'm just going to start out in saying that I think if the federal government is just too strong, the state of North Dakota is going to have to be its own country. We're going to have to separate ourselves.
Yeah.
And the second thing is that this situation with Obamacare and the homosexual issue and abortion, people from the U.S. are going to have to march down and get put in jail and get beat up so that the House there and the other congressmen know that America is I'm serious.
Steve, thank you for your points, and Steve's making a pretty strong point, obviously, but with regard to the states' rights, and that's where I really think our opportunity to fix things lies, and that is with a more of a federalism type of a move toward more federalism, and give states the rights to manage themselves, to manage their own resources, to manage their own laws, and that's the way the founders really designed it. That's where we've gotten. Steve's fundamental point is the federal government's too big, and he's exactly right. Every bureaucracy from the Department of Education to the Department of Agriculture and EPA and all the rest, they just churn and churn and churn until they're bigger than even the elected government.
Dan in Logan County, listening to KFIRE. What's on your mind?
Hi, guys. Hello, how's it going?
Great, thanks, Dan.
Congressman Cramer, I voted for you, but thanks. Never again. I am just so upset with, I don't think you realize how upset people are. And when you sit there laughing at people that are talking about impeachment proceedings, you talk about 41 times the Congress that has voted to defund Obamacare, 150-something bills sitting that you sent to the Senate, nothing happened. And then you use the argument that, well, we can't do impeachment because nothing's going to happen in the Senate. Then the 153 bills and the 41 times that you sent stuff over there was worthless as well. So you need to step up because people are angry, and I don't think you realize that.
No, I understand.
Bonner needs to go. No, hold on. I am talking.
Keep going.
Bonner needs to go because he is basically kowtowing to the Democrats. And either you're with them or you're with the conservatives. I am just fed up with listening to Washington doublespeak coming out of our North Dakota representatives. Same thing with Hogan.
Okay, so let's go back to your points one at a time. Those 150 bills that they didn't act on were worthless, so we should impeach them and let them not do that, too, and not deal with anything. Because here's the bottom line. We have gotten a lot of, a few things done because we send enough things over there, because we put them in tough positions. But elections have consequences. One body in one half of one third of the United States government cannot make up for the ills of the other two-thirds and a half of the other one. It's just that simple. Elections have consequences. There's simple math that has to be considered in all of this. When I laugh, what makes me laugh is not about impeachment. Impeachment's a very serious topic. But with all due respect, Mark Levin is a conservative entertainer. And there are groups in Washington right now that are going busted because they've gotten too far on the entertainment side, not enough on the reality side of things. I didn't vote for Barack Obama. I voted for Mitt Romney. I voted with Barack Obama 12% of the time last year on things like the Farm Bill, for example.
Congressman, going to have to leave it there as we're getting toward the break, but thanks for your time, and I guess that's the key word of the day, impeachment. Weren't planning on that one, were you?
Yeah. No, I was. I thought we'd talk about the debt ceiling.
Well, yeah, me too. But thanks for taking the calls. Appreciate it. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.